This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Sorry?
Yeah, I hear you. You hear me?
I'm sorry. What? Hold on 2 seconds. Okay, here we go. Number one, pooping in my pants. I had this thing where irritable bowel syndrome, colitis and stuff, and so I would get this tremendous urge to go to the bathroom and not be able to contain myself, especially when I was in bookstores. I love to go to bookstores. Anyway, I've done it 3 or 4 times since I moved down here. You know, riding with Karen in the car. I've never done it with company, you know, or in a restaurant or anything. That's never happened. Number two, heights. Number three, not being able to breathe. I'm afraid of I'll be in a situation where I won't be able to breathe. I mean, being in the water is one of them. Although when I was in the Marines, you know, we had to swim with all our clothes and holding our rifle. Number four, vomiting. Number five, falling. A little more than 2 weeks ago, I was walking to the mailbox and I had just stepped off the curb right in front of a house and I went down and broke my shoulder. I was lying there, unable to get up. Nobody was around. I yelled to Karen and she couldn't hear me. And I didn't know what was going to happen, but this probably worst thing that ever happened to me, you know. Number six, physical pain. My right hand is in a sling, and I can't, and even to move it, it hurts. You know, it's amazing. Have you ever had any broken arm or broken leg or anything like that? Well, before this fall, I've never had anything like that. I'm 89. I'll be 90 this coming May. Number seven, losing all my money. Every day I look to see, you know, how much money I have in the bank and how much I have in my mutual funds, and I make sure it's all there. I'm always worried something's going to happen and it's all going to be gone. Either someone is going to sneak into all my accounts and take all my stuff, or the market will go for bluey. Number eight, crazy people. Originally, I put down clowns, you know, but I changed it to crazy people because that's what clowns just remind me of, you know, people are out of their minds and I'm afraid of them. You know, I'm afraid I will get attacked. I'm not afraid of, like, robbers or getting mugged or anything like that because I'm not one of these people that looks prosperous or tries to look prosperous or anything. The only thing that happened, we went to the street. I was at, a deserted street. It was, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but there was no one on the street. And this guy came over to me, and I really thought, this is it. You know, he's going to do something. And I reached in my pocket and I took out $5 bill or something. And I said, do you need this? And he said, oh, yeah. And then I just walked away from him. But maybe he was just coming over to ask me for directions. I know. At this time every day, I usually give him a little bowl of milk. Picasso, I'll be with you in a minute. He doesn't understand. Number 9, arriving late. I get really uptight and tense when we're supposed to go somewhere, and Karen says, we got lots of time. I don't know why I should be afraid. No one's going to yell at me. Doesn't matter if you're like 5 or 10 or 15 minutes late to something. It must have been part of it, at least from the job. You know, getting there late and missing the press conference or missing whatever. This year is like 20 years since I worked for a newspaper. I've been retired now for 20 years. Although I still have dreams about I'm working and dreams about the criminal court and covering stories and being anxious about, am I going to miss something? Will I get fired? Number 10, wearing wool. Can't stand wool. You know, I was in the Marines for 3 years, and I was thinking of re-enlisting. And my cousin Julie talked me out of it. He said, you know, you should wait a while and everything. But I think the real reason I didn't re-enlist was because they had wool uniforms. I mean, to this day, I don't own anything that's wool. My name is Mike Pearl, and here are 10 things that scare me.
Mike Pearl is a retired journalist living in Georgia with Karen. The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, and Paula Schumann. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? You know how they call New York City the Naked City? Am I going to have to get naked at some point? What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.
Hey, Amy, this is your dad. I turned 90 a month ago, and I still haven't heard my thing. When is it going to be on? Going to die before this thing airs on the podcast. Anyway, I love you. Let me know. Bye.